I want to talk about people we're less used to talking about around Christmas. Several times a year, I'm guaranteed to have a good cry whenever I get the latest bulletin from the Innocence Project. Without fail, they describe at length someone who spent decades in prison, sometimes on death row, for crimes they did not commit. As a human being, I am always heartbroken. As an American who believes that we all have a right to liberty, I am both sick and outraged. And once freed, what education, training, or experience do they have? Did they have a chance to start a family, and are any left to warm their hearts? The dislocation of freedom is immense. I've met men in prison afraid to come out. Those lost decades freeze the soul as they scar past, present, and future. Freedom is precious. It also unravels. I'm outraged because there are too many in this country, too many with the power to keep people in prison, even execute them, even after it's become clear that they're innocent of the crimes for which they were convicted. Justice O'Connor, bless her heart, saw that as unacceptable, although we didn't always agree on the facts. But the Supreme Court has not yet found the character or the will to conclude that it is unconstitutional to hold an innocent person once that becomes clear, or to sit tight and deny a hearing once evidence has been found that makes it improbable that the prisoner was guilty. The court has refused to find a right to DNA evidence when that could prove innocence. And prosecutors repeatedly do everything they can to withhold evidence that could result in justice instead of in conviction. The Supreme Court has even said that there are no penalties for withholding evidence, even when it is in clear violation of constitutional obligations. As an American, it's an understatement to say that is no source of pride. As an attorney and a human being, it is a source of disgust and fear. A legal process that ignores justice is a threat to us all. The purpose of the Bill of Rights and of the 14th Amendment is to protect us all from the abuse of law to polish the prosecutor's reputation or prejudices instead of serving the cause of justice. Unfortunately, attorneys know that the criminal process is more like a canning factory than an effort to separate the innocent from the guilty, truth from lies, and fairness from abuse. The ACLU and the Cato Institute, often otherwise on opposite sides, come together in support of truth and accurate decision-making. But when the issue is the rights of people accused of crime or the rights of people who've been imprisoned, too many eyes glaze over, not from tears but indifference. Yet those rights, if and when they are honored, are what differentiate us from a police state, where people can be imprisoned because of their politics, their parentage, or their refusal to kowtow to the unreasonable demands of authorities. These are part of the central meaning of being an American. The people whose title is Justice of the Supreme Court, who vote most consistently to protect the life of fetuses, are the least likely to protect life in any other context. That is hypocrisy under black robes. The behavior of callous prosecutors and unqualified Supreme Court justices is an American disgrace.